Thank you everyone for joining here and on the Zoom. I'm really happy to be here. This is my favorite place. No, it's not Disneyland. It is UUCPA. Sorry, all the Disney fans. Just better conversations here. And talking about conversations, this talk will also be a conversation. So please be ready to raise your hands when we come to that part. Does anyone know Jim Scott? He's a musician from East Coast, and he writes music dedicated to conservation, equality, and humanity. And there was a time when I used to listen to this song every single day. I'm not going to sing it, but I'll just read the lines. I would just assume, let some days go by without worrying about things I haven't done. I would just assume, let some days go by without worrying about battles never won. I would just assume, let a woman or a man live in peace in the world. And before we judge the way they lead their lives, we would be prepared to lend a hand. There is a way, and there is an ease to life we lead if we just release and let it be that way. So homework assignment for everyone, please listen to this song. There is a way, Jim Scott. So how do we find that ease and release? So today's topic is kindness and awareness, and they literally go hand in hand, but in a little bit different way than what we would expect. Let's just get one thing clear at the outset. I'm not talking about us becoming vegetables or becoming angels. The last week, or in the last 1 week, I have been angry at something, I have been sad at something, afraid of something, excited about something, wanted a connection, and cared for something. Just wanted to get that out there. So not looking for vegetables and angels. But talking about vegetables, I was at a grocery store the other day fumbling through self-checkout. And suddenly an arm touched mine and I was like, whoa, what is this? There was a lady who was trying to help me do all the prompts. And she was like, no, you're doing it all wrong. You need to first do all the big screen things and then do the payment thing. And I was like, wait, what? And there was a big anger and rage came up, and I was no longer fumbling. I became an expert at self-checkout in that instant. Like, how dare you? Like, you know, I'm doing my stuff. I didn't even ask for help. So that rage came up. Fortunately, there was awareness, and it noticed that rage which came up, and it was kind to that rage, like an adult self rocking the child part of me on its knee. And I had those angry thoughts and all those rage and then kindness, mix of all of that went on for a minute towards myself. And then slowly, I was able to turn that over a few minutes. It actually naturally turned towards the woman. And I noticed that she was an employee who was angrily wiping all the self-checkout screens. Her face was frozen and stony. And I was like, somebody has to be really miserable or has to have a miserable morning to be interrupting someone while they were going through their stuff without actually having a problem. So I was kind, I felt some kindness. And I thought to myself, maybe I should have been prepared to lend a hand before I judged, but I just did judge already. And Jim Scott's lyrics are aspirational. That's not what actually happens in life. But in life, we do get all these emotions, and then if we turn towards them and relax into them, we can access some kindness. Okay, so I promised an interactive part. Does anyone get reminded of a time when at the beginning of that interaction, you did not have kindness, but something happened and you were like, I can see this in a different way and I feel much kinder towards myself and everything else which is happening around me. Little bit of a complicated prompt, but I'm sure we have few brave people who are going to raise their hands. Okay, we have two already. I think we need to have the microphone on.
Yeah, can you hear?
Yes, go.
Okay, good. This was kind of a weird situation. I was in a political group, and there's one person who's really obnoxious. And we're going round and round on what to deal with it, and I keep stopping the guy who's leading the group going, we need to create a situation where we don't get her defenses up, or we start just taking the temperature down. But it takes a lot of emotional wherewithal to get there. It's a process.
Thank you, Pam. I think we have one more on the back over there, on the left. Thank you, Arav.
This is Gloria. It's always about driving. I get aggressive, and in my thinking as well as my actions, and he's nodding his head because he sees that when I'm driving. But there are times, especially when I'm on a straightaway and somebody cuts me off and so I'm still driving, that I can say they must have something very important to do. And at that moment, I can take a deep breath and calm myself, but it only lasts a very short time.
Well, I'll make sure to watch out for you in the parking lot then.
Okay, do we have any more? Going, and gone. Kindness is a soft, gentle, bodily feeling, a very pleasant feeling of love and gratitude, which comes up when other intense emotions and thoughts are put away for a moment. And awareness is the faculty which lets us access those emotions, access that internal world, including those intense feelings. And if we can relax that physical tension, and this is a crucial part, there is a tension inside us, and if we can relax it, and we can bring something uplifting like a smile, then we could access kindness. So why are we talking so much about the body? One important thing is thoughts can lie, but body cannot lie. So if you agree with this question, if you agree with this premise, the question still remains on how do we listen to the body? By practicing. So if you're new to noticing what the body says, starting with where you feel what helps. For example, oh, I'm tired. So where are you tired? Maybe you're tired in your legs, in your lower back, in your neck, all over. I'm angry. Like, where are you angry? Maybe your face is hot. I'm happy. I'm feeling loved. Maybe it's in the chest, in the forearms. But just being aware is not enough. Cultivating the capacity to feel balanced while uncomfortable sensations are going on is a crucial part of opening up to kindness. Buddha talked about physical tightness in the body. He called it tanha. A lot of people translate it as craving, but craving has connotations of mental desires. But what we are talking about really is a physical tightness, which you experience in the body whenever you're trying to resist something, you're trying to resist an experience. This was brought up as part of the Four Noble Truths. And also in Satipatthan Sutta, he talks about calming the body tightness while being aware of whatever is going on. One big clue here is that in order for us to get to calmness and kindness, it is not important what is going on in our experience. What is important is how we respond to it. And if we are reducing it too much, then let me just say that if we can only relax, if we can only release and let it be that way, Jim Scott, we could get there. So let's try a couple of exercises right now. Everyone, if you could please, make a fist and try to make it a little bit tight. And notice that. Notice that tightness in your hands. And let's now release it. See how that feels? Like you have tightness and then you release. And next exercise, let's try knitting our eyebrows like this. Like you're angry and then release. That's the physical tightness which Buddha was talking about. And there are lots of those tightness in the body small ones which we can feel as we get more and more aware. It's very, very simple, but not easy. What makes this easy, though, is having a baseline of calmness. If you have calmness, then it is easier to be aware, it is easier to let go, and easier to relax that tension. But we can't expect that baseline calmness to be there by default. We need to cultivate it. And there are a couple of ways which I cultivate it, is one through loving kindness meditation, where you give yourself love and give others love, and that helps me relax. I use yoga, and if you have synchronization of body and breath, then your body is sending signals back to your brain, telling it to calm down. And if it is calm, then it helps you. A lot of people do gardening. Some people like walks. A lot of people like to talk to their friends, a therapist. There are lots and lots of these techniques. All of us are different. On specific situations, our specific reactions, the type and weight of our baggage, and time in life may dictate what might work for us. What are your ways of feeling calm? What are your ways of letting go? How can you do more of those? If you're interested to learn more about other techniques, I have many to talk about and which you could do afterwards. Here is the other thing. Tightness and these experiences stack on top of each other. So the next time when I went to that same grocery store at the self-checkout line, I was afraid. Not only angry, but I was also afraid because somebody might just come to me and tell me that you were doing it all wrong. So now I had another layer. Afraid of the arm, afraid of the frozen face and all that. And knowing that internal world, I could turn towards my fear, relax it, and could be in that mush of fear, anger, kindness altogether. But let's notice how I got programmed to be angry at self-checkout lines now. How I got programmed to be afraid at the self-checkout lines now. And now imagine this happening over time, over many years, decades, how these layers form and how they become a sedimentary rock inside us. If possible, be kind to that rock. Often in the face of emotional distress, we start to abandon ourselves. We also berate ourselves. But we can remind ourselves to be gentle. If you berate yourself for having those intense emotions or numbing down and realize that you're doing that, one good trick is to bring that into attention, bring that into awareness. Okay, there is berating going on. There is abandoning going on. And then relaxing the tension around that. So whatever is at the top of the stack, so if you think of it as a sedimentary rock, then whatever is at the top, that needs the awareness. Oh, I can't do this. Okay, so let's take I can't do this and start from there. And it's not that we are alone. We live in a very relational world where we negotiate, we argue, express, fight, support, care, and love to get what we want. All of that to me is a fair game. We are humans. Once again, not vegetables and not an angel. Wanting to become either of those are not healthy goals, in my opinion. Let's welcome all that human silliness in our guest house, like Rumi said. And these emotional interactions actually sometimes are rough, but they can pave way for more silliness and love and closeness. Here are two other things about kindness and awareness. Kindness and awareness are multipliers. More you do it, other people around you do it also. Thich Nhat Hanh has this story where he was talking about a boat full of immigrants who were overloaded boat who was passing by and the boat sank, everybody died. And while it is a sad story, he used that as an illustration that even if one person in that boat was sending out calmness and awareness, everybody else would have calmed down and things would have been different or could have been different. Do I have all the pages here? So kindness and awareness are multipliers. Let's try something for real. While we are here, we just tried relaxing our tension. So let's take a moment, if all of us could settle down, and take a moment to practice this. If you see any obvious tension in your body, like your shoulders are hunched up, back is tight, just relax. Just take a deep breath. Just relax. And let's invite that kindness towards ourselves. May I be happy. May I feel loved. May I feel safe. May I feel connected. And let's see if you could do that for people around us in this room or in the Zoom next to you. May they feel safe. May they feel loved. Keep a little smile. May they feel connected. And let's take this beyond us to the city we are in, to everybody around us, and keep spreading that out to everyone on this planet. May they feel safe and loved and connected. And to all beings in the world, to all dolphins and birds, all the animals and pets, may all feel loved, connected, and safe.